En efecto, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chair. It's hard to follow up with my statement after what we've just heard, but I'll do my best. My delegation takes the floor to thank you, the ambassador, and your whole team, and to all delegations, civil society, who actively participated this week in our debates, especially those who made new proposals, which will undoubtedly mobilize us all. I'd also like to extend our satisfaction with the constructive spirit shown by all delegations, and we're encouraged that we're moving towards consensus that could serve as the basis for a substantive GGE report for 2023. We'd like to point out that in this shared journey that we're taking, we must take into account ethical considerations, including human dignity above all, both in terms of the effects as well as the origin and development of decisions that could be taken by laws. As the UNESCO document on AI and ethics suggests, and has been suggested by a number of delegations on repeated opportunities here, laws, weapons that use autonomy, pose many ethical challenges regarding the potential to just reduce humans to algorithms. And this is one, some of delegations have also said this week that such systems don't have their own will and in itself constitute a delegation of authority, and as such should be controlled, should be under meaningful control. Now, also, when it comes to assessing risks, we can't assess property risks without fully understanding how a system without the ability to discern can take decisions when it doesn't have shared values of mankind. You recalled that this mandate would reinforce the mandate of the CCW. As Article 36 said, and the ICRC, IHL is the basis on which we interact in the worst case scenario, and it's a normative body that is ever evolving. As we've heard, Latin America and the Caribbean said in the Belen communique some days ago about the need to have an LBI with prohibitions and regulations to address AWSs. For my delegation, the best way to move forward on this matter is through negotiating an additional protocol to the convention that we presented with another group, with a group of states, which contains prohibitions and regulations to limit what is a both powerful and dangerous technology, which can be used for the best and worst purposes, and the worst can slip out of human control and put international security in danger. You can rely on us and support as we work together in trying to achieve a positive